Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show, and the captains are out at midfield with the official for the coin toss, and the coaches have been out there as well, meeting with the officials. So we're about ready to go here. And we've had the coin toss, and looks like Hillcrest has won the toss, and they will receive the football to start things off. So Zizzers will be kicking off to Hillcrest here to start the ball game tonight. So both teams will return to their sidelines and get ready for their last-minute instructions before we get this thing underway. I hope everybody's enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now, next Friday night, not tomorrow night, but next Friday night, Zizzers will play next Friday night at Rolla, so there you go. They won't play. They'll play on Friday, and the rest of their games this year should be on Friday night. So, anyway, they'll be traveling to Rolla next Friday night, but right now they got to take care of the Hillcrest Hornets here at Zizzers Stadium, and here comes Hillcrest out to receive the football to start things off here tonight. And the Zizzers will be kicking off. And it will be Larson to kick it off for the Zizzers at his own 40-yard line. As the final seconds tick down on the pregame here, we are ready to get this thing underway. Larson has it teed up, and we're going to hope that it'll stay right there on the tee. Hillcrest is standing back at their deep man is at the 10-yard line. So here we go, ready to get this thing underway. Hope you're ready for some Thursday night Zizzer football. Hillcrest Hornets, West Plains Zizzers from Zizzer Stadium. And now the official gives the signal and the whistle. Shane's ready to kick it. And he'll put it right down the middle. Going to be taken at about the 5-yard line. Zizzers with some coverage, but looks like it's going to get to the outside. And a good return all the way out to around the 40-yard line by Hillcrest. Garrett Mahan, Henderson on the carry and the tackle that time. Hawkins on the tackle for the Zizzers. And now Hillcrest will come on, and they will start off first and 10, just over their own 40-yard line, about the 40 and a half. And I'm looking, trying to read the number of the quarterback. He's in the shotgun, one back in the backfield. He's looking to throw it right away, and it's going to be number 13, and he's going to be brought down about a yard gain. Quarterback will be Jude Cochran for Hillcrest. Sample, or I should say, that wasn't Sample on the keeper, that was Cochran, the quarterback keeper there. 13 instead of 43. Well, actually, it is 43, and that's going to be Sample. He's your star running back, but he's going to be the quarterback tonight. So he's in the shotgun, man in motion, and he's going to pitch this one to the tailback out around the left side, going to string it out, and he may have got a yard. Going to bring up about a third and 7, looks like. Third and 7, ball is going to be spotted at the 43, Ryan Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and 7, or make it 3rd and 8. Now they'll go in motion. They're going to run this side. The Zizzers going to, whoop, the ball is out. Fumble on the play. I believe that Hillcrest got it, but they're going to lose some yardage on the play. Zizzer's already had him behind the line of scrimmage. And Sample recovered it. And it'll be fourth down. Going to bring up fourth and 12 now for Hillcrest. And unless Sample's going to line up, they may quick punt this. I don't know. They're not back for a punt. So if he's going to punt from this formation, he's going to have to get it off in a hurry. And he's going to roll to the right. Sample is looking. He's going to be met by a bunch of Zizzers over there, short of the first down, about the 43. Garrett Mahan and Jesse Hudson on the tackle. And that's going to bring up first down for the Zizzers on turnovers. Zizzers will have it at the Hillcrest 43-yard line, first and 10. And here comes Mr. Aiden Simpson, quarterback for the Zizzers. Of course, he'll have number 23, that's Heston Miller, in the backfield with him. Simpson up under center. And they're going to pitch it to Miller. Miller on the left side and cut up field. He's still running. He's going to get down around the 20, inside the 20. And I think they're only going to give him the 20. And that is an Ozark, or I should say Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are now in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer Red Zone. So Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Hillcrest 20-yard line. Zizzers trying to take advantage of that short field position Hillcrest gave him. Simpson in the shotgun. Snaps the ball. He's looking. He'll throw it out on the right side. And that's going to be Lucas Conyers. Conyers turns it up inside. He's inside the five. He's down to about the three. That's Lucas Conyers. And that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. First and goal from the Hillcrest 3-yard line for the West Plains Zizzers. 9:15 and counting to go here in the first quarter of play. See if the Zizzers can punch one in here. Simpson up under center, two backs in the backfield, man in motion. And they're going to pitch it. Heston Miller around the right side, easy touchdown. 8:52 to go here in the first quarter. And Heston Miller on the 3-yard run. The Zizzers are up 6-0. Here comes Larson for the extra point attempt. Let's see if we can make it 7-0. The old swinging gate by the Zizzers here. Now they'll take off. Now they'll spot the ball. Chase Larson to do the extra point honors here. Snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 7-0 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Well, the Zizzers draw first blood here with 8:52 to go in the first quarter. They lead it 7-0. Heston Miller on a 3-yard touchdown run. Chase Larson's kick was good. Zizzers up 7-0. And, by the way, Heston Miller, a big run there, about a, I believe it was a 23-yard run to get him down to the 20. Lucas Conyers got him down to the 3 before Miller took it in. Now the Zizzers will kick off once again. Hillcrest back at the five, at their own very own five-yard line. Larson to kick it off. Folks still piling in here from the volleyball and softball matches that have been going on today. This kick's going to be a little bit shorter, taken around the 11-yard line. This time they'll try the left side of the field, and a big collision out there just shy of the 30-yard line. Big collision. Henderson on the carry. Alex Judd with a big hit on Henderson. And so now, Hillcrest will start off first and 10, and they're going to mark the ball at their own 29-yard line. And once again, I believe Sample will be your quarterback. He's in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. They'll hand off, and the Zizzer is going to drop him for a loss. Sample on the carry. Garrett Mahan on the tackle for the loss. Loss of two on the play. Bring up second and 12. Ball now is at the 27-yard line. There we go. No, it's at the 28-yard line. They gave him the 30 earlier. I thought they had it marked a little funny over there. Sample takes it, and he's going to roll to his left looking to pass. Finally going to get the pass off, and it's going to be dropped. Incomplete. That'll bring up a third down for Hillcrest. 8:01 to go here first quarter with the Zizzers up 7-0. And Dante Sample doesn't say how big of a guy he is, but he's a big guy, folks. He is a big guy, so he's not moving very well back there, but he's hard to bring down. You're going to have to get your arms around him, lock up, and take him to the ground. Here we go. Third and 12 for Hillcrest at their own 28-yard line. Sample in the shotgun once again, looking to throw. He'll go out to the left, and that's going to be caught at the 30-yard line, going to bring up a fourth and 10 for Hillcrest. And they, last time they went for it, folks, I think they'll probably go for it again. I don't think they'll try to run the football. That's what they tried to do last time. The Zizzers blew it up. They were all over it. So, receiver to the right, two to the left for Hillcrest. And Sample's in the shotgun. He's going to punt this one really quick. It's a short punt. And it's going to bounce around. It's going to be downed around the 35-yard line of the Zizzers. So West Plains will take over on down. 7:11 to go here first quarter. And it's 7-0 West Plains Zizzers with the lead over the Hillcrest Hornets out of Springfield. Aiden Simpson will come in, see if he can take the Zizzers down the field and score again like they did on that first possession. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 35-yard line. Simpson's going to be in the shotgun, and he's got Heston Miller in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Man in motion, and Simpson keeps it. He's looking to throw. He's going deep down the sideline. Heston Miller again. Miller stops. Now he's fighting him off. Now he's going to be taken out of bounds around the 10-yard line. That, my friends, is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Man, let me tell you, folks, they are once again in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Big pass completion. And then Miller picked up another 15 yards on his own, just fighting there at the end. So they're going to mark him down at the 9-yard line of Hillcrest. First and goal at the Hillcrest 9. Simpson under center. And he's going to roll, and he's going to throw it, and he just throws this one away. as he was getting some pressure from three Hornet defenders. So Simpson wisely just threw it out of the back of the end zone that time. It's going to bring up a second and goal from the Hillcrest 9. And one of the Hornets players getting up limping, and that would be Gage Sisko. And he's going to limp off the field. And I don't think that the officials know it yet. Yeah, they do. They're waiting on him to make it over there. Hillcrest didn't even come out to check on him, and now he's off the field, so now the Zizzers can continue. Second and goal from the Hillcrest 9-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun, Heston Miller in the backfield. They'll give it to Miller around the left side. He'll tuck it up inside, and he's still fighting. He's not down yet, but finally they're going to blow the ball dead, but he was still up and fighting. But he's down to the 5. That'll bring up a third and goal from the Hillcrest 5-yard line. 6:48 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers up 7-0. And now another Hillcrest player is limping off the field on the far side. Here we go. Simpson will go up under center, looks like, this time. Two backs in the backfield. Looks like Jesse Hudson, maybe. And nope, that's going to be Miller. He's going to fight for it. And did he get in? And we're waiting for a signal. And he fumbled. Miller fumbled, and Hillcrest got the ball. It's going to be a touchback. Is what they've ruled. I don't understand this, but I believe, well, I think they're going to talk about this thing. They've called a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds, listening, this is a football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers!
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 6:42 to go, first quarter, 7-0. Zizzers with the lead. Heston Miller got into the end zone that time, fumbled the football. However, Hillcrest recovered in the end zone. So they're going to bring the ball out, looks like, to the 20-yard line. And that's where Hillcrest is going to take over. I thought it was a safety in the end zone. That's what they were first signed from the officials, but it's not a safety, and the Hillcrest will take over at their own 20-yard line on the Zizzer turnover. Here we go in the shotgun once again. And looking to the left, rolling, and a sack with another fumble. And the Zizzers got this one. Fumble on the play back around the 15-yard line, and the Zizzers have this one. Alex Judd on the fumble recovery there. And right away it's going to be at the 14-yard line of Hillcrest. So the Zizzers get it right back and see if the Zizzers can stick this in the end zone this time with no penalties and no fumbles. The Zizzers pretty much should be going for their third score of the ball game right now. Instead, they're going for their second fumble last time down here in the end zone. And this time, Simpson looking to the left. He's going to throw it out. Got his receiver. And that is going to be a touchdown. That is a 14-yard touchdown. Dawson Howe, the fullback, gets his first touchdown of the season. 6:26 to go here in the first quarter. And Larson on to kick the extra point. And this time they throw it out. Tried the sneak over here, and it's no good. Went for the two-point conversion on the swinging gate, and it was no good. Zizzers lead at 13-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Not only are your tires the key to your car's safety, but also fuel efficiency. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and have your alignment checked at Don's Auto Service. And if you need tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires. Don's Auto Service, 1618 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plain.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzers Stadium. Zizzers lead it 13-0 over Springfield Hillcrest. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. And Chase Larson's going to kick it off again from his own 40-yard line. That time, Dawson Howell on the 14-yard touchdown run. I should say pass and run. Two-point conversion, no good. Now Larson will kick it off from his own 40. Hillcrest once again back at the 5-yard line. And Hillcrest has returned the football. They've had two good returns so far in the ball game. Right down the middle. And this time it's going to be taken out the 15-yard line. And the Zizzers have them at the 25. Man. The Hillcrest Hornets got a little bit of a head of steam, and then the Zizzers just stocked him in his shoes. I'm surprised he stayed in his shoes on that hit. Quincy Doolittle on the tackle that time. So now, it'll be first and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 24-yard line. Maddox Hawkins also in there on the tackle for the Zizzers. And here we go again in the shotgun. And I can't tell if this is Ethan Weaver. Pass across the middle is incomplete. And that may be Ethan Weaver, and it is. Ethan Weaver is now in as the quarterback for Hillcrest. Incomplete. Going to bring up a second and 10 from the Hillcrest 24-yard line for the Hornets. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. 6:16 to go here. In the first quarter, Hillcrest trying to get something going here. It's going to be Weaver. And he's got Sample in the backfield, I should say. And nope, that's not Weaver. This is around the left side. Don't know who this is, but they've got a first down and more. And finally going to be dragged down at the 50-yard line over there. And I'm not sure who. That was Henderson on the carry. So I don't think Hillcrest has a quarterback here tonight, folks. That's a first down out the 50-yard line for Hillcrest. Tackle over there, I believe, was Kinslow. So here comes Hillcrest with a first down, first and 10 from the 50-yard line. Got that shotgun going again. This may be Henderson again. He's going to roll to the right. He's looking to throw down the field, and this one's going to be way short. And, well, that's, yep, Henderson once again. So that's incomplete. Going to bring up second and 10. For Hillcrest at the 50-yard line. 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers lead it 13-0. Playing once again, we're playing on a Thursday night here at Zizzer Stadium because not enough officials to go around all the ball games tomorrow night, so they move this game to tonight. That's okay. We'll play it tonight. Second and 10 for Hillcrest. They're in the shotgun. That may be Henderson again. I think it is. Gives it to Sample, and Sample may have got a yard. They might give him two, but I think they're going to give him a yard. Third and nine, that's Sample on the carry for Hillcrest. Carter McCracken on the tackle there for the Zizzers. Third and nine for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 49-yard line, 5:28 and counting to go in the first quarter. Third and nine. I believe this is going to be Henderson again as the quarterback. He's looking to throw. He's looking. Now the Zizzers in pursuit, and they're going to knock him out of bounds, and it's going to be fourth down. Might have picked up a yard. Not sure. Depends on where they mark him. And actually, he lost a yard. They're going to mark him out at the 50. So that's going to bring up a fourth and 10. And now we got a flag on the field. And somebody had to have said something. But here comes our signal from the official. Sideline warning on Hillcrest. So that's just a warning. So next time they'll assess some yardage if it happens again in the ball game. Fourth and 10 for Hillcrest at the 50-yard line. You'd have to think they're going to punt this one away again. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. And they are lining up. Looks like they may quick punt this one once again. Unless they see something open. Zizzers don't have anybody back. They don't think they're going to punt it, and yes, they do. And it's going to hit, and now it's going to take a Hillcrest roll down inside the 15. They're going to down it at the, looks like, 11, 12-yard line. Zizzers will take over first and 10 with 5:01 to go in the first quarter. They lead it 13-0, and they're going to mark it down at the Zizzer 11-yard line. And here comes the Zizzer offense. Out on the field, they'll be looking for some more points here. This is the deepest that they've started, the Zizzers have in this ball game here in the first quarter. All the way back at their own 11-yard line. Simpson, first and 10. Simpson's in the shotgun. And wait a minute. Got a whistle. And Hillcrest wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:01 to go first quarter. And the Zizzers have it first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. And Hillcrest called a timeout. Didn't have the right defensive package on the field. So they took the timeout. The Zizzers coming back out on the field now. And here comes Hillcrest. We'll get this thing underway. Zizzers lead at 13-0. So, Aiden Simpson will be in the shotgun. And I can't tell who's in the backfield with him. Maybe Conyers. They're going to throw to the left. Jesse Hudson this time. Hudson's going to get out across the 20. And he's going to be, I believe, out to the 22. And that's going to be... And Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains, first down for the Zizzers at their own 22-yard line. Good job for the Zizzers. Lucas Conyers in the backfield with Aiden Simpson this time around, first and 10 from the Zizzer 22. for the Zizzers, who lead it 13-0. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Simpson has Conyers. Conyers goes in motion now to the right. Simpson now, he'll throw it to the right, and he's got a receiver out there. Going to break a tackle. Going to cut up the right side. Another first down for the Zizzers all the way out to the 39. I think that was Heston Miller out there on the reception. And it was. Heston Miller gets it out all the way out to the 39-yard line. That is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers with 4:10 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers trying to march it down the field and tack on some more points here. Simpson in the shotgun, and he's looking to throw. He'll kick it out here to the left, and it's going to be incomplete to Conyers, letting just about a foot too much. Otherwise, Conyers would have had some real estate on that left side to run the football. He would have at least made it across the 50-yard line, folks, probably down around the 40. Unless he could outrun the coverage. So now it's going to bring up a second and 10 at the 39 of the Zizzers. There we go. Simpson in the shotgun once again. Conyers will stay in. Hudson comes to the left, and I believe that's Heston Miller to the right. Simpson looking. He's throwing down the left side, and he's overthrown. Watson Hafer over there. Hafer was covered. And it was just off the fingertips. Going to be an incomplete pass. And it's going to bring up a third down. Third and 10 now for the Zizzers at their own 39-yard line. So Simpson on two passes just beyond his receiver's reach. That time Watson did get some fingertips on it. Not enough to pull it in. Simpson in the shotgun. Conyers in the backfield. And he'll throw it over. This will be Jesse Hudson now. Hudson will take it to the outside, cross the 50, the 40, down the sideline. Jesse Hudson, he may have a touchdown, folks. He's in the end zone, and I don't see any flags. Let's wait. Nobody's motioning. I don't see any flags. It's a holding on the Zizzers. Where's the flag at? You knew they had to throw one sooner or later. I don't even see a flag out there. They're going to say the flag was thrown at the, there it is, now at the 50-yard line. So they're going to take this one back to the 40, going to bring up a third and eight for the Zizzers. They'll replay it. Mark it off from the spot of the foul. So clock run, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers are back to third and nine from the 40-yard line. They got to get out to the 49, their own 49. Simpson to throw it again, cross the middle, and he's got Briggs Houston, and that's a catch. That one's good. Down at the 33, that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Hillcrest 33-yard line. Clock running at 3:23 and counting in the first quarter. Zizzers up 13-0. Simpson in the shotgun. And this time he's going to throw to the right. Got a receiver going on the inside. That'll be Miller, I believe, cutting across the grain. He's gone, folks. That should be a touchdown right there. I don't see any flags anywhere. And there it is. And that's Miller. Miller that time on a 33-yard touchdown pass. Heston's got his second touchdown tonight. We'll see what the Zizzers do here. And now we got a flag. Zizzers were going to snap it and go with the quarterback sneak on the swinging gate. But they're going to call procedure on the Zizzers. And they'll move them back now to the 8-yard line. And now Chase Larson's going to come in and try to kick the extra point here. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kick is up, and it is good. Zizzers lead it 20-0. We'll take a break. Coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they are all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Group Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have just scored again. They lead it 20-0 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Larson will kick off once again to Hillcrest. Heston Miller on a 33-yard touchdown pass and run. Larson's extra point kick was good. Larson to kick it off. And this time it's going to be a low line drive, taking it about the 8-yard line by Hillcrest. And the Zizzers down in coverage. They're going to bring him down. Looks like about the 26-yard line. And Zizzers thought they had a fumble, but they're going to say he was down by contact. So Hillcrest. Jackson Hunter on the tackle for the Zizzers. Hillcrest will have it first and 10 at their own 26-yard line, I believe, with 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. So here comes Hillcrest. See who's playing quarterback now. And I can't really tell. It may be Weaver. Could be Henderson. Could be Sample. This time, quarterback keeper around the left side. And going to get out to about the 35-yard line. I'm going to say 34. Weaver on the quarterback keeper that time. Riggs Houston on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a second and 2 now for Hillcrest at their own 34-yard line with 2:23 and counting to go in the first quarter. Looks like Weaver back here once again. Quarterback. He's going to throw it out, and it's going to be caught out here, and the Zizzers are going to take him out of bounds. So we're going to lose some yardage, I believe, that time. Grismer on the catch. And Will Stopper on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to be 3rd and 2. They're going to say he got out there at the 34. I thought he was further back than that, but... They're going to be nice to Hillcrest that time. 3rd and 2. Once again, Weaver in the shotgun. And now we got a whistle. And it's going to be timeout Hillcrest. We'll take a timeout as well. 20-0. The Zizzers lead at 2:08 to go in the first quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest took a timeout, 3rd and 2 for the Hillcrest Hornets at their own 34-yard line. Weaver in the shotgun. He'll be the quarterback. 3rd and 2 for Hillcrest. There's the snap, and he's looking to throw, and this one is going to go off the hands of his back over there. That was for Henderson, but he didn't catch it. Incomplete pass, and it was almost a backwards pass, folks. I tell you what, that time Alex Judd picked it up off the bounce off the turf. He was upset. He could have been gone for a touchdown right there. But they call it an incomplete forward pass. Going to bring up a 4th and 2 for Hillcrest at their own 34-yard line. 2:02 to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 20-0. Weaver's back there again. The shotgun you'd have to expect. He's going to punt it again. It'll be a short one. I even lost it. Now there it is. Inside the 35, down to about the 30, down inside the 30, about the 29-yard line. The Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 29-yard line with a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 20-0. So Aiden Simpson will bring his offensive unit on the field. So the Zizzers huddle up. Now they break the huddle. And Simpson is going to be up under center. Howell is the fullback. And I believe Conyers is the tailback. They're going to give it to Conyers around that left side. Conyers cuts up inside. Now he's out across the 45. Going to put him down about the 47. Conyers on the carry. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Out to the 47-yard line for the Zizzers. 1st and 10. Minute 35 to go first quarter. Lucas carrying the ball real well that time. Across the left side, then cut it back up inside. Now Dawson Howell, the fullback, will come out. Zizzers will have Conyers in the backfield. Simpson in the shotgun. He's going to throw it to the left. That's Hudson, Jesse Hudson. This time Hudson down the left side, and he's going to get down to around the 30. Actually, they're going to say he was out at the 31-yard line. And we got another flag on the play. Imagine that. Going to be a hold on the Zizzers. And I didn't even see where the flag was. There it is. Flag is at the 47-yard line. Well, this is going to back them up pretty good here. All the way back to the 37. Zizzers will have it. First down at their own 37-yard line. 13. Is that? It's going to be 1st and 20. For the Zizzers with a minute 4 to go in the first quarter. And the clock running. Now we're under a minute. It's taken a while to play this first quarter, folks. Zizzers looking at a 1st and 20. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller goes in motion to the right side. Simpson to the right side. Going to throw it. And down that right side. Brought down over the 50. down to about the 48, 49, Watson Hafer on the catch. Going to bring up a second down. Second and six, and 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So that may be the end of your first quarter of play, and it is. The Zizzers aren't going to snap the ball. Zizzers lead it 20-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets at the end of one. And we'll take a break. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And doctors Tom Knox, Russell Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies will produce the best optimal outcome for your degenerative condition or injury. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, Zizzers have the football. It's going to be second and six from the Hillcrest 49-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller in the backfield. Two receivers to the left, one to the right for the Zizzers. This time they'll give it to Miller. He's going to cut up inside. Heston Miller got a flag. That's probably going to be a hold around the 50-yard line. And it is. It's an illegal block in the back on the Zizzers. That'll back them up. Second and 16 now. Heston had another good run there. I believe he had the first down. But block in the back. So now we're going to go second and 16. Make it 17 from the 40-yard line. And coming around the right side, out to about the 45 that time. Aiden Simpson on the carry. So that's going to bring up a... They're saying they're going to bring up a third down. Third and 12 for the Zizzers. Ball sitting at their own 45-yard line. I apologize, folks. I've had a frog in my throat all day long, so you'll just have to bear with me, okay? Simpson in the shotgun, looking, and he's trying to get away. Finally throws the ball incomplete. And now we got a flag. So flag out here on the side. See who this one's on. Officials are talking it over. They're going to wave off the flag. So now it's going to bring up a fourth down. So fourth and 12. Aiden Simpson, it looks like he's going to punt the football, so the Zizzers will end up punting for the first time tonight. That block in the back hurt the Zizzers. They were marching the football again. So now Aiden Simpson back. Unless he just throws a pass here out of the blue, he's going to punt the football, and he does. puts a good punt out there. And this one is going to roll inside the 20. Hillcrest picks it up, coming down that sideline before they knock him out of bounds around the 45, 46-yard line. Zizzers were just kind of holding back because they thought they were going to down the football. And the Hillcrest return man scooped it off the ground and took off. Quincy Doolittle on the tackle, but not before Hillcrest will get the ball. First and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Zizzers lead it 20-0, 10:51 to go here in the second quarter. Question is, who will play quarterback for Hillcrest this time? I think it's going to be Weaver. Well, I don't know. Weaver's in the tailback position, so I don't know, folks. I have no idea. They're going to keep it. I think that's Henderson around the right side. He's across the 50, inside the 45. Close to a first down. Henderson on the carry. And it's going to be a first down for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 41-yard line. We've got an official timeout for something. Oh, they're calling two of the captains or two of the players out there. Probably going to give them a warning. Thought they were probably a little bit of extra shoving going on and all. And now, Zizzers want a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest has the football, first and 10 at the Zizzer 41-yard line. And the Zizzers took a timeout. 10:41 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 20-0. Like we said earlier, Zizzers will be on the road next Friday night, not tomorrow night, but a week from tomorrow night. They will go to Rolla to take on the Rolla Bulldogs. We'll have the game for you pregame around 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. All right. Both teams back out on the field. And I think we've got Henderson once again in the shotgun at quarterback. We'll see. Can't read the jersey number. He's going to throw to the right, got a receiver, and it's out of bounds. Going to knock him out of bounds at the 35. So that's going to bring up Will Stauffer on the stop. Ball is out at the Zizzer 35. Going to bring up a second and four from the Zizzer 35-yard line. Henderson in the shotgun once again. Now he's looking to throw it again. He'll kick it out here to the left. And the Zizzers are there. They're going to probably get a yard on the play. Down to about the 34. Logan Seitz, celebrating a birthday today. Seitz on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a third and three from the Zizzer 34-yard line. And Hillcrest having some luck throwing the football this time. See if they continue. They're in the shotgun again. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to throw it again. Zizzer's in pursuit. And Zizzer's almost there. Now they're going to nail him for the loss. All the way back. Should be about the 44, 45-yard line. Isaiah Jones got the sack for the Zizzers. They're going to mark it down at the Zizzer 43. And that is, by the way, whenever the Zizzer defense sacks the opposing quarterback here at home, they get a quarterback sack. Tomorrow at all the McDonald's locations in West Plains, Big Macs are buy one, get one free tomorrow. All right, so now we're looking at a 4th and 12, and now whistles blow. And it's going to be a timeout for Hillcrest. 8:58 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-0. Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball or Football, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Score a great meal at Taco Alejandro's. Their chef-inspired American-style street tacos are made with all-natural braised and grilled meats, corn tortillas, and made-from-scratch signature salsas. And they're not just tacos. Enjoy quesadillas, salads, nachos, and a variety of delicious burgers and fries, too. And all have the Alejandro's flair, of course. Let them cook for you. There's something for everyone to enjoy at Taco Alejandro's. 1667 South U.S. Highway 63. Right next to Dairy Queen in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back, Zizzer Stadium, 4th and 12 for Hillcrest. They've got five receivers, and the pass is going to be knocked down, incomplete, and Zizzer should take over on downs. Hillcrest had five receivers in the formation. And Foster on the block that time, got his hands up there, knocked the football down. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Here comes Aiden Simpson, 8:54 to go here in the first half. Zizzers are going to try to put some more points on the board. They've had a couple opportunities here. Had one touchdown call back, and then they've had a couple of big runs called back due to penalties. Simpson going to pitch it this time, tucking it up now, taking it to the outside. This will be Miller, and Miller is going to be taken down to 45. Going to pick up 2 yards on the play. Hillcrest wrapped up his feet, and when they did, Miller couldn't go anywhere. He fell forward for 2 yards. It's going to be second and 8 from the Zizzer 45-yard line for the Zizzers. Simpson up under center. Howell in the backfield along with Miller. Now Miller will go to the left side. He'll kick it up inside. Now he's taking it back outside. And he's going to be close to a first down over there, I believe. Down to the 44-yard line, make it to 45 of Hillcrest. And that's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 45-yard line. Clock is running, 7:57 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 20-0. Zizzers at the line of scrimmage. Simpson under center once again. This time he'll hand off straight up the middle. Is going to be Miller, I believe. Down to the 36-yard line. Well, that's Conyers. I'm sorry. Lucas Conyers on the carry to the 36. No, they're going to say the 37. And that'll bring up a second down and two for the Zizzers. Conyers took it right up the gut. Ball at the 37-yard line of Hillcrest. Simpson up under center once again. Conyers will stay in the ball game. Howell, the fullback. And Simpson looking to throw. Got a receiver out there. And that's going to be Briggs Houston. And finally, they got Briggs around his leg, so he couldn't go anywhere. But that's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Briggs is down at the 27-yard line of Hillcrest. First and 10, 6:55 and counting to go on the first half. And don't forget the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up here in about 6.5 minutes on the clock. So first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 27-yard line. Simpson under center once again. And he'll throw it out to Jesse Hudson. And the Hillcrest defender was right there. Looks like Jesse is not going to get anything out of the play. He made it back to the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a second and 10 from the Hillcrest 27-yard line for the Zizzers. 6:10 to go in the first half. Now we'll see what happens. Hillcrest had that play sniffed out a second later, and they might have intercepted that football. Simpson on the shotgun, hands off to Heston Miller on the left side. Miller's got another first down. He's still going. He's loose on the right side. He's inside the 10, down to about the 6 or 7 yard line. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down and a Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer Red Zone once again. For the Zizzers down to the Hillcrest 6 yard line. 5:35 to go here in the first half. Zizzers looking for some more points here. Going to be first and goal from the Hillcrest 6 yard line. Simpson in the shotgun, and Miller's going to be in the backfield with him. Let's see what we got. It's going to be Simpson this time. Across the right side, and a touchdown for Simpson. 5:09 to go here in the second quarter. And it's Simpson, Aiden Simpson, a 6 yard run for the touchdown. So the Zizzers now will try the extra point attempt once again. And they'll move over with the swinging gate. Larson will try the extra point here. But 5:09 to go in the first half. Zizzers, 26-0, looking to make it 27. It's down, it's up, and it is good. Zizzers lead it 27-0 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Here's something for Zizzer fans to cheer about. When the Zizzers varsity football team wins, you score a 99-cent small blizzard on the following Monday with any regular price food purchase at Dairy Queen of West Plains. Stop in for delicious burgers, sandwiches, chicken baskets, salads, and more. And don't forget the treats. Now that's fan food, not just fast food, at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill on Highway 63 in West Plains. Open Sunday through Thursday until 10 and Friday and Saturday until 11. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:09 to go here in the first half. Zizzers score. They lead it 27-0. Chase Larson getting ready to kick off from his own 40-yard line. This time, Hillcrest standing back around the 10-yard line. Last time, Larson kicked it low on the ground. Hillcrest has had some good luck running back to kickoffs, getting some good yardage on the runbacks. They just haven't been able to convert then and get it on down the field. All right. Here comes your kickoff. What will Larson do this time? Going to put his foot into it and going to be taken about the 8-yard line. And they'll bring it out across the 15, down about the 20, and that's where the Zizzers are going to take them down. And looks like they're going to give them the 20 or the 19. Lance Norton on the tackle that time. But they're going to put the football down at the 19-yard line. So Hillcrest will have it first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 5:02 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up by 27. See what the Zizzer defense can do this time. And who will be the quarterback for Hillcrest? Hillcrest has a man run on the field late here. All right, they're in the shotgun, have no idea who's the quarterback. They're going to hand it off this time. I believe that's Sample out across the 20, about the 23. Going to bring up second down. Second and 6, looks like. Sample on the carry. Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Ball at the 22-yard line of Hillcrest. Second and 7. Sample in the backfield. I believe that's Henderson, the quarterback. Going to give it to Sample again on the left side. Zizzers having, but a gain of only 2 that time. Out to the 25. And you would think that Hillcrest, trying to keep it on the ground, bring up a 3rd and 4 to get the first down. Hoping to break something open here, but it's 3rd and 4 for Hillcrest at their own 25-yard line, 3:50 and counting to go in the first half. Henderson in the shotgun. Sample is your tailback. And he's going to throw it this time. And it's going to be caught for a first down at the Zizzer 49-yard line. Greismer on the catch. Will Stauffer on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's going to be a first and 10 at the Zizzer 49 with 3:35 to go in the first half. Hillcrest with a football. And it's Henderson and the shotgun. Sample is your back in the backfield. Henderson looking. Now he's going to try to run left, and the Zizzers are going to bring him down again. Zizzers are going to sack the quarterback about the 45. Lance Norton on the quarterback sack for the Zizzers. They're going to mark him down. Isaiah Jones in there on the tackle as well. It's back at the Hillcrest 45-yard line with 2:47 and counting. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 15 for Hillcrest. And Hillcrest taking as much time as they can off the clock. Henderson in the shotgun once again. 2nd and 15 for Hillcrest at their own 45-yard line. Henderson looking to throw. He lost the ball. He fumbled it. And the Zizzers may have it, and they do. Fumble on the play, and the Zizzers recover. Carter McCracken on the fumble recovery for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 33-yard line. Going to be 1st and 10 for the Zizzers with 2:21 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers will look to put some more points up on the board. If we can get it over 30, if it's 31 or more, the lead, we'll have a turbo clock. Zizzers haven't had a turbo clock this year. They'd like to have one tonight. Here we go. Zizzers going to have five receivers in the ballgame this time. Four receivers. Simpson back in the shotgun by himself. He's going to throw it left. He's got somebody back there. It's incomplete. And that was intended for Heston Miller down there at the goal line. Going to bring up a second and 10. Clock stops at 2:16 to go here in the first half. Second and 10 from the Hillcrest 33. Well, actually, they've moved it up now to the 32-yard line. Okay. So Zizzers have gained a yard on an incomplete pass. Even the chains moved over there. All right, Simpson under center. And he's going to throw it this time, going down the middle. And that one's going to be... it's a safety. Hillcrest intercepts the football. Clark on the interception. In the end zone. And so that's the second time that they've gotten a turnover from the Zizzers in the end zone. And the ball will come out to the 20 with 2:14 to go. And Hillcrest with the football. Zizzer offense not looking really sharp tonight, even though they lead 27-0. They are not looking sharp at all. That's now three scores they should have had that ended up in turnovers. Running for his life back here is Henderson. He had a short pass. Pass for Grismer is incomplete. It's going to bring up a second and 10 from the Hillcrest 20-yard line with 2:01 to go here in the first half. Once again, I want to remind you, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show coming your way in about 2 minutes. So stay tuned for that. 27-0. Zizzers with the lead. I believe that's Henderson in the shotgun. He's taken off to the left side. Zizzers are there to bring him down at 23, looks like. Henderson on the tackle, on the carry. Carter McCracken on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Zizzers call timeout with 1:51 to go here in the first half. Ball's going to be marked at the Hillcrest 22-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8. So the Zizzers trying to keep as much time on that clock as possible. They're hoping to get that football back and maybe be able to stick it in the end zone. Once again, want to remind you, next Friday night, that's a week from tomorrow night, the Zizzers will be on the road to Rolla to take on the Rolla Bulldogs. We'll have the game for you on the radio. That's a week from tomorrow night. Don't think we'll have any scores at halftime for you, because I don't think anybody else is playing here on Thursday night except the Zizzers and Hillcrest. We'll have to see. But we will check the scoreboard, see if there are any games going on here tonight, and if there are, if we get some score updates for you, we'll pass them along at halftime. And now one of the Zizzers is going to have to come out for some reason. All right, here we go. 3rd and 8 for Hillcrest at their own 22-yard line. They're looking to throw the football. Weaver. And Zizzers are back here with him. Now, Weaver's going to try to tuck it and run, and they're going to get him down about the 26, 27-yard line. It's going to bring up a 4th down. Clock runs at 1:35 and counting here in the first half. And now the Zizzers have taken another timeout. Alex Judd on the tackle that time for the Zizzers. And Zizzers take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers take a timeout with 1:36 to go here in the first half. Hillcrest is looking at a 4th and 4. And the ball is on their own 27-yard line. So Zizzer's hoping they can get the stop here and have some time to try to stick this in the end zone before halftime. And looks like Hillcrest is going to go for it on 4th and 4. They're not looking to punt, but then again, they're back here in that shotgun, and he has punted from there a few times. Scissors don't have anybody back. Here we go. He's going to run it over to the left. Scissors in pursuit. And they're going to knock him out of bounds, but he may have the first down, and he does. Weaver on the carry, and that's a first down. Zizzers knock him out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That's a 1st and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 31. So now Hillcrest can keep the ball out of the hands of the Zizzers unless they fumble it. Hillcrest would like to break one open here and score before the half. Here they come, 1st and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Well, Kent, I believe that's Weaver back there, and that's incomplete. He overthrew his receiver by 6 yards, folks. There was nobody out there. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10. From their own 31 for Hillcrest. A minute 25 to go here in the first half. Zizzers. Hoping to get a turnover here or stop them on downs. Minute 25 to go in the first half. 2nd and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 31-yard line. Weaver is your quarterback. He'll throw it out to the right, and Zizzer defenders are out there, but the receiver gets away across the 30 out to about the 32, 33-yard line. See where they mark him at. Going to bring up a 3rd down. He did go out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. Sample on the carry out to the 33. And it's going to bring up 3rd and 8. 3rd and 8 for Hillcrest at their own 33. Minute 16 to go and a half. Zizzers lead at 27-0. Zizzers on defense trying to get a stop here or a turnover. They'd like to take it away. And that one's on the ground back there. Sample has it now. And Zizzer defense is there. Sample going to run it out of bounds. But he's going to lose a lot of yardage. And by going out of bounds, though, that is going to stop the clock. So Hillcrest will have it 4th down. All the way back at their 26-yard line, looks like. So it's 4th down and quite a bit. They got to get to the 41 from the 26, so it's going to be 4th and 15. And here we go. and the Zizzers jumped on defense, but it's not going to matter. It's just a five-yard penalty. That's going to make it a fourth and 10. Ball up to the 31 now of Hillcrest. 1:07 to go, so the Zizzers have time to get the ball back. But they got to stop them right here. Last time on fourth down, Hillcrest ran it for the first down. So Zizzers got to pay attention here on defense. Here we go. 7 to go in the first half. Fourth and 10 for Hillcrest. They're going to throw it on the right side. And Zizzers are going to intercept this one, I think. They do. Zizzers intercepted on fourth down. Jesse Hudson on the interception. They're going to mark it down at the Zizzer 48-yard line with 1 minute to go in the first half. Zizzers with it first and 10 at their own 48. So Zizzers is going to try to pick up some more points here with 1 minute to go. Simpson's going to be in the shotgun, looks like. I can't tell who's in the backfield with him. They're going to throw it out to Hudson. Hudson's going to go to the inside. Hudson across the 40, inside the 35, down to about the 34. 51 seconds to go and a half. And that is an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're marking it at the 34-yard line of Hillcrest, first and 10, 45 seconds. Now the clock is running at 42 seconds. They'll throw it over here. Hudson again. Jesse inside the 30, inside the 25. Excuse me. Down to the 23. That's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Stops the clock at 34 seconds. First and 10 for the Zizzers. They'll go as soon as the clock starts. And it's running. Simpson in the shotgun, looking to throw again. Now he's going to go left. He's got a receiver in the corner. And it's a touchdown. Heston Miller gets his third touchdown of the night. With 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And it's a 23-yard TD pass from Simpson. And here come the Zizzers. They're going to kick the extra point. And it is going to be good. Zizzers lead it 34-0. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 24 seconds to go here in the half. Zizzers score again. Heston Miller on a 23-yard touchdown pass to Aiden Simpson in the left corner of the end zone. Chase Larson's kick good. Zizzers lead it 34-0. Larson will kick it off from his own 40-yard line with 24 seconds to go in the first half. Coming up, we've got the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show, so stay tuned. That's coming up in about 24 seconds. Larson ready to kick. There's the signal from the official. And he's going to put his foot into this one again. This one's going to hit and going to be picked up at the 7-yard line. And the Zizzer's going to knock him backwards. And They're going to get him all the way back. Zizzer's going to pin him back, I believe, at the two-yard line with 17 seconds. Oh, it's a fumble on the play. There you go. Zizzer's recover. So the Zizzer's going to get the fumble recovery. Will Stauffer on the fumble recovery for the Zizzer's. And now with 17 seconds, Zizzer's have it. First and goal. And they've got this at the two-yard line. First and goal from the two-yard line. 17 seconds going to have. Zizzer's looking for more, folks. Simpson's going to be under shotgun, or I should say under center. And he's going to hand this one off straight up, and it is good. Two-yard run that time. Two-yard touchdown run from Lucas Conyers. Conyers has a touchdown tonight, and the Zizzers now with 13 seconds on the clock have stretched it out to a 40-0 lead, and Larson to kick the extra point here. So we are in turbo clock play now, and that one's good. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Meat and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's time to get ready for your fall food plots, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains has what you need. From tractors by Mahindra, LS, Massey Ferguson and Bad Boy, to tillers, seeders, and redneck deer blinds. Get ready for a great hunt with the help from your friends at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Zizzers to kick it off once again with 13 seconds to go in the half. They lead it 41-0. Zizzers have exploded for 14 points here within the last minute. And Chase Larson's going to kick it off again. Zizzers with their highest point total of the season so far. They had 17 against Bolivar in the first week. 34 last week. Now they have 41 here in the first half. Larson to kick it off. And this one's on the ground. Going to be taken at about the 12-yard line. And it'll be taken up the right side, across the 25, and out just shy of the 30. 6 seconds to go in the half. Henderson on the carry for Hillcrest. Lance Norton on the tackle. Carter McCracken also in on the tackle. So the ball is going to be placed at the 28-yard line of Hillcrest with 6 seconds to go in the half. And you expect Hillcrest, they might take a shot here. But they haven't had a whole lot of success throwing the football tonight, but they're going to have four receivers and one. The quarterback is in the shotgun with 6 seconds to go in the half. I think it's going to be Henderson, and now we've got a whistle. And it's against Hillcrest. 5-yard penalty. That's going to be a delay of game. So now it's going to be first and 15 back at the 23-yard line of Hillcrest. Five receivers, quarterback in the shotgun. They're looking to find something downfield. Quarterback this time, and he's going to go down. Another sack by the defense, and that's it. So that's going to end the first quarter of play. And the Zizzers lead it 41-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets. We're going to take a break. We're coming back in 30 seconds with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery, and one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment even offers on-site maintenance and repairs. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. We're there focused on your health.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer's lead at 41-0 over Springfield Hillcrest here at the half. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Well, with 8:52 to go in the first quarter, Heston Miller on a 3-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick was good. Zizzer's up 7-0. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. Dawson Howell on a 14-yard touchdown pass. He caught it from Aiden Simpson. 2-point conversion, no good. Zizzers led it 13-0. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Heston Miller on a 33-yard touchdown pass from Simpson. Larson's kick, good. West Plains led it 20-0 at the end of one. Second quarter, 5:09 to go. Aiden Simpson on a 6-yard run. Larson's kick, good. Zizzers up 27-0. 24 seconds to go in the first half. Heston Miller on a 23-yard touchdown pass from Simpson. Larson's kick good. Zizzers up 34-0. Zizzers turned around and on the kickoff recovered a fumble at the 2-yard line of Hillcrest. Lucas Conyers took it in from 2 yards out for a touchdown. Larson's kick good, and the Zizzers lead it 41-0. 41-0 over Hillcrest here at halftime, and the Zizzer offense has not looked that good because they've had 3 other scores called back due to penalties. And they actually should be up by a whole lot more points. Zizzers leading Hillcrest 41-0 here at the half. And the Zizzers look to, they'll go in here at the half. They'll talk about a few things, and they'll come out, and we'll have the turbo clock here in the second half. So get ready for a turbo clock in this ball game, first one of the season. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery. This includes oxygen concentrators, portable oxygen systems, nebulizers, CPAP, BiPAP equipment, and more. And one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
In our town, little things mean a lot more, and at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank, and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Fall is on the way, and soon the leaves will be falling. Get ready now by having seamless gutters and guards installed by A&A Quality Roofing. These add curb appeal and are virtually maintenance-free, keeping you off the ladders. A&A Quality Roofing is also your go-to business for siding, spray foam insulation, and, of course, roofs. Call A&A Quality Roofing today, 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
One of the best ways to improve your gas mileage is staying on top of routine maintenance. Don's Auto Service can help you make sense of your vehicle's maintenance needs. Make an appointment today and let the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service in West Plains keep you going down the road safely and efficiently. Call 417-256-2752.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free, and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negrin Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negrin Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negrin Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Score a great meal at Taco Alejandro's. Their chef-inspired American-style street tacos are made with all-natural braised and grilled meats, corn tortillas, and made-from-scratch signature sauces. And they're not just tacos. Enjoy quesadillas, salads, nachos, and a variety of delicious burgers and fries, too. And all have the Alejandro's flair, of course. Let them cook for you. There's something for everyone to enjoy at Taco Alejandro's. 1667 South U.S. Highway 63. Right next to Dairy Queen in West Plains.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And once again, welcome back to Scissor Stadium, the Ozarks Healthcare of West Plains halftime show for you. And Scissors lead Springfield Hillcrest 41-0 here at the half. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Elizabeth Corey in Biola, Arkansas, Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty Incorporated, Southern Bank, Bobcat, Moreland Shell Ford, Dairy Queen, A&A Quality Roofing, Toyota, Taylor Grubauer Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negrin Plumbing, the Zizzer's Own Patty Ingalls, and Directman Shelter Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, J&J Recovery, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, Edward Jones agent, Kevin Glughorn of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, active chiropractic and acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Richard Brothers Speed, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Ozark Awards Company, all of West Plains, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Mission First Medical Walking Clinic, Suzanne and Seth Huddleston of West Plains, and Independent Insurance Solutions of West Plains. That's the folks who are bringing you the ball game tonight. Zizzer football. Zizzer's lead at 41-0 here at the half. Taking a look at Class 4 District 6, Bolivar, or should say West Plains, the only one in the district, at 2-0, McDonald County, Marshfield, and Logan Rogersville are all 1-1, and Monette, Bolivar, and Hillcrest are 0-2 in district play. So that kind of takes care of that. Now today has been for the love of Zizzers night, and it's happening all day long. And here's what happened at 12:00: Zizzer tennis took on Waynesville and then Camdenton. At 4:30. Lady Zizzer softball defeated Bolivar. At 5:30, Lady Zizzer volleyball defeated Winona in varsity only action. And at middle school, Lady Zizzer volleyball defeated Ava. And then we have the football game here tonight. So it's been a big day of sports in West Plains. And we're just looking to put the wraps to this one with a second half that's probably going to have a turbo clock, boys and girls, because let's just face it here, okay? The turbo clock, we've got 41-0 is the lead, so the Zizzers should see that turbo clock coming up here in the second half of this ball game. Once again, Zizzers lead it 41-0, and it's the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show, and we'll take another break. We'll be back in just a little bit with more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry, proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Colder weather will be here soon, so get your wood heating pellets early at Hirsch. Just $5.49 per 40-pound bag. Or buy in bulk and save. Just $4.99 per bag when you purchase a pallet of 50 bags. Hirsch also has a nice selection of log splitters, including the Oregon 25-ton log splitter for just $1,499. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery, and one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment even offers on-site maintenance and repairs. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. We're there focused on your health.
In our town, little things mean a lot more, and at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank, and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Morton Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MortonShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Morton Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Morton Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
New roofs, no mess.
Is your roof ready for fall? It's a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity of your roof. A&A Quality takes great pride in their work, which is reflected in their results in 5-star customer approval rating. For roofs, siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation, call A&A Quality Roofing at 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
community first. Member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Scissor football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back at Zither Stadium. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare medical equipment. I'll get it right in a minute. Of a West Plains halftime show. Zizzers lead at 41-0 over Hillcrest as we're getting ready to start the third quarter of play. And since Hillcrest won the coin toss and took the football to start the ball game, Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. 41-0, Zizzers with the lead. Don't forget, 1 week from tomorrow night, Zizzers will be taking on Rolla, the Rolla Bulldogs in Rolla. That's 1 week from tomorrow night. Okay. Hillcrest ready to kick this thing away, I guess. And they're going to pooch kick it down to about the 35. Zizzer's going to have it around the 40, looks like. So Zizzer's will take over first and 10. Lance Norton on the return for the Zizzer's. And they're going to put this thing down at the 38-yard line. So the Zizzers will be first and 10 from their own 38. And the clock is rolling. The turbo clock is on, folks. Because the Zizzers lead it 41-0. All right. Right side, that'll be Heston Miller. And he's loose again, folks. And Miller is gone. He has gone to the end zone. Make sure there's no flags, and now we have a flag. The touchdown was scored. But we've got a penalty, and we've got a Hillcrest player down. And that all happened, folks, after Miller already scored the touchdown. That flag came in very, very late. Now we're waiting to see what the call is. Big Magnus Sanders, the center for the Zizzers, one of the captains, out there trying to get understand what it is. I think it's going to be on the Zizzers. Question is, are they going to allow the touchdown? They're trying to sort this out. Personal foul against the Zizzers. Dead ball personal foul. So the touchdown should stand here. Be assessed on the kickoff. So Miller. So Miller will get in. So here comes Larson for the extra kick. And now we've got whistles. so we're not even going to get the kickoff here. Extra kick try. See who this is on. And it's going to be against Hillcrest. So they'll move it closer. So Chase Larson going to try it again here. They'll spot it down at the two, I believe. Kick is up, and it is good. 48-0, Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9, The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Clock is running, 10:55 and counting in the third quarter. Zizzers have scored. Esther Miller on a 67-yard touchdown run. Chase Larson's kick was good. Zizzers lead it now, 48-0. And now Larson will kick it off, but there will be a personal foul assessed here on the kickoff. So that'll back up the Zizzers. And Chase Larson's going to have to kick off from his own 25-yard line. So Hillcrest should get some real good field position here. Unless Larson just really gets his foot into this thing. Hillcrest is standing back at the 19-yard line. Clock is running, turbo clock in effect, 10 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 48-0. Larson's kick is up on the right side, and it's going to go down inside the five, picked up at the three. And now the Hillcrest Hornets run into each other, and now running for his life, going to the right side with a bunch of Zizzers in pursuit. Finally, they run him out of bounds around the 10-yard line. So they're going to mark it down around the 10-yard line, maybe the 11. Hillcrest will take over first and 10. And we're already down to 9:15 to go here in the third quarter. And so, actually, they're going to mark it down at the 10-yard line. First and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 10-yard line. We're down to 9 minutes to go and counting. Clock is running due to the turbo clock in the third quarter. This is the way we like it, isn't it? All right. Hillcrest, I believe, and maybe Henderson in the shotgun. Sample back here, handoff to Sample, and he's going to be wrapped up. And I don't think he got anything, maybe half a yard. Wait and see where they put it down. And Sample on the carry, they're going to give him a yard. Garrett Mahan on the tackle for the Zizzers. They gave him a yard, bring up second and 9. 8:15 and counting to go in the third quarter. Henderson once again in the shotgun. Sample is in the backfield for Hillcrest. They'll give it to Sample on that right side. He may have picked up a couple of yards. Maybe out to the 13. Maybe. Here, Mahan on the tackle again, and this time, yep. They're going to put it at the 13. Going to bring up a third down and 7. Third and 7 for Hillcrest. Here we go. Once again, Sample in the backfield. Henderson is your quarterback in the shotgun. Low snap, picks it up off the ground, going to throw it, this time going down. Will Stoffer, it's going to be caught. Will was going for either the interception or the knockdown, but that ball carried a little bit, and it's caught out at the 47-yard line of Hillcrest, and Hillcrest will have a first and 10 at their own 47-yard line with 6:50 and counting to go in the third quarter. Stoffer was there, but it's just over his hands. And the Hillcrest receiver caught the football. Henderson once again. Shotgun. Man in motion. He's looking to throw. Now he's going to throw the right side. And this one's going to be picked off by Bridge Houston over there as they overthrew as a receiver by at least 10 yards. Bridge Houston by himself over there with the interception. He'll run it up back into Hornet territory. And the Zizzers will have the football first and 10. Well, actually, they're going to mark this down at the Zizzer 49-yard line. So first and 10 for the Zizzers at the 49-yard line. And it may be Isaiah Jones in quarterback and for the Zizzers now. I can't see the number. We'll have to wait and see. First and 10, handoff coming around the right side, cut up inside, across the 45, looks like down to the 44. Lucas Conyers on the carry for the Zizzers, and that is Isaiah Jones, I believe. I believe it is Isaiah Jones in at quarterback for the Zizzers. 5:15 and counting to go in the third quarter. The Zizzers lead at 48-0. So Isaiah Jones has taken over at quarterback for the Zizzers. Second and 3. Cutting up inside, there's a first down for the Zizzers. Wilson on the carry for the Zizzers. And that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 37-yard line. So, Isaiah Jones, the quarterback now in the ball game. So, Aiden Simpson's night should be done. And handoff right side. And picking up another first down, I believe, that time. And number 12 on the carry for the Zizzers, Jacob Moore. And that's in the... That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Down to the Hillcrest 26-yard line. Jones in the shotgun. Got a back in the backfield with him. First and 10. And they're going to give it to Moore, I believe, around that left side. Moore down around the 20-yard line, 20-yard line. Going to bring up a second down for the Zizzers. More on the carry. That's going to bring up a second and 4 at the 20-yard line. Zizzers once again in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Second and 4 for the Zizzers. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Turbo clock is running. Jones, he'll keep it this time himself. Across the left side, he'll pick up the first down and more inside the 15. Isaiah Jones picks up the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And that's down at the Hillcrest 14-yard line, first and 10 for the Zizzers. 2.5 minutes and counting in the third quarter. Zizzers lead at 48-0. Turbo clock is in effect. Jones is in the shotgun. Can't see who the back is. Jones going to keep it this time, and he's fighting to get down to about the 10. They may give him the 11. I'm not sure here. It'll be second down. Second and about 8. They're going to mark it, I believe, at the 11-yard line. So second and 8 for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 11-yard line. Minute 55 and counting in the third quarter. Isaiah Jones in the shotgun. And this time, they're going to get it inside the 10. Wilson on the carry. Actually, is going to get it down to the 10. So that's going to bring up a second down. Second and 6 for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 10-yard line. They can get a first down without scoring. Jones, once again, gives it off to Wilson, I believe. Wilson is going to be dropped. He's going to lose, looks like, a yard. And that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Zizzers. Fourth down. They're going to put the ball down at about the 11-12-yard line. It's fourth and 8. On the 12-yard line. And this looks like the second string offense for the Zizzers out there on the field. Jones is going to throw. Got a receiver. And he's going to be down about the 6-yard line. That's not enough for the first down. So Hillcrest is going to take over on downs. Hillcrest will take over. And we've got 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. And officials timeout. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Not only are your tires the key to your car's safety, but also fuel efficiency. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and have your alignment checked at Don's Auto Service. And if you need tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires. Don's Auto Service, 1618 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Turbo clock is running now. And Hillcrest with the football with a first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. And that should be the last play of the third quarter right there. Zizzers lead at 48-0. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer Football. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. We start the fourth quarter, and Hillcrest trying a long pass down the right sideline is incomplete that time. And that will bring up third and 10. Ball is on the 11-yard line of Hillcrest. Rolla will be at Springfield Glendale tomorrow night to take on the Glendale Falcons. Zizzers will get an extra, they'll get an extra day of rest before they go to Rolla a week from tomorrow night. And looks like Hillcrest, it's going to be third down. They're going to throw it, and it is incomplete. So that'll bring up a fourth and 10. Pass to Dante Sample, incomplete. And now it's going to be fourth and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 6-yard line. It's at the 6-yard line. So 10:40 and counting. And look for Hillcrest. They've got to punt this thing away. You would think they will punt this thing away because they don't want the Zizzers to have it very good field position. They're going to roll out trying to get the first down down the sideline. I don't know if he got it. I don't think he did. Kreismer run out of bounds. And Zizzer offense will take over. The Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Hillcrest 11-yard line. 9:49 and counting to go in the ball game. 48-0. See if the Zizzers can march it 11 yards into the end zone and score. Second string offense on the field. Isaiah Jones is the quarterback now. Here we go. First and 10 from the Hillcrest 11. Jones is going to keep it this time. He's inside the 10 before he gets knocked backwards. And, well, actually, they're going to give him, let's see. Okay, they're going to, he's just inside the 10. It's going to bring up a second down and 9. Second and 9 for the Zizzers, just inside the 10-yard line of Hillcrest. Hillcrest trying to keep the Zizzers out of the end zone once again. Zizzers' second string offense into the ball game. Isaiah going to hand it off up inside, running the football that time. Was the second back down to about the 6-yard line. Roberts on the carry for the Zizzers. It's going to bring up a third down. Third and 6 now. Ball is sitting at the 6-yard line. Actually, they're going to say the ball is sitting on the 7-yard line. So it's third and 6 for the Zizzer offense. Jones running this time, back behind that line. He's a pushing, and did he make it in? He fumbled, but the Zizzers going to fall on it in the end zone. Touchdown for the Zizzers, 7:49. Jackson Taylor recovered the fumble in the end zone. So now it's 54-0. And Chase Larson's coming in to try the extra point attempt. And I don't think this is Chase Larson because now we're kicking left footed. And it's good. So So number 33 kicks it in good for the Zizzers to make it 55-0. And let's see who number 33 is. That's Reed Cobb kicked it in there. So the Zizzers lead it, like we said, 55-0. And Reed Cobb kicks it in. So West Plains total control of this one. Turbo clock is running down to 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers will kick it off once again from their own 40-yard line. Want to remind you that Zizzer football will be on the road a week from tomorrow night. Zizzers will be in Rolla, Missouri to take on the Bulldogs. Rolla will be at Springfield Glendale tomorrow night. And Glendale is predicted to win that ball game. They're saying it could be a pretty good ball game. Rolla's defense, they're expecting some things out of Rolla's defense this year, so we'll have to wait and see the outcome tomorrow night. All right, Zizzers to kick it off here from their own 40-yard line. This one's going to be a low line drive down the left side. It's going to go into the end zone. So 5:30 and counting on the clock. Zizzer defense will come on to the field. And Chase Larson that time putting it in the end zone. So Hillcrest will take over. First and 10. At their own 20-yard line, the officials have called officials timeout here for some water. So we'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Families are enjoying the school sports season, and everyone from Knox Orthopedics wishes our many athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back to what you love sooner rather than later.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:22 to go. Officials timeout for a water break there. Now they'll start the clock. Hillcrest with a football, first and 10. At their own 20-yard line. Looking to throw as they roll out to the left. They'll throw it to the left. And incomplete. Good coverage by the Zizzers back there. One-on-one coverage. Henderson, the intended receiver. I think that was, I'm not sure who it was over there. Can't really see. I believe that was Wilson on the coverage for the Zizzers. Going to bring up second and 10, 4:40 and counting. Turbo clock is running. Hillcrest, second and 10 from their own 20. And they've got five receivers again. They've got the quarterback back there. He's going to throw it again down that left side. And this time he catches the football. Henderson on the catch at the 40-yard line of the Zizzers. Wilson on the tackle for the Zizzers. It'll be first and 10. And apparently, Hillcrest thinks they can beat Wilson over there on that left side. We'll see if they try it again. They've gone two times in a row. Now it's first and 10 from the Zizzer 40. They're going to throw it again. This time they're going right side. And he's down the sideline. It's incomplete. He dropped it. Hillcrest receiver had 2 yards on the defender. Clark that time dropped the ball. He would have had a touchdown for Hillcrest right there. 3:20 to go in the ball game and counting. It's going to bring up a second and 10. This is the Zizzer second team defense out there on the field right now. Second team defense playing the first string offense of Hillcrest. Henderson back to throw once again. He's looking to the left. He's going to throw. Incomplete that time. Zizzer defender got a hand in there, knocked it away. Going to bring up a third and 10, down to 2:50 to go in counting. So let's see. Third and 10 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 40-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game and counting. See who they try this time. Back to throw. They're going to go across the middle, and it is caught. And it's going to be a first down inside the 30, down to about the 27, 28-yard line. 2:12 to go. It's at the 28-yard line. First and 10 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 28-yard line. Wilson on the tackle that time. Zizzer's second-string defense trying to pitch the shutout for the Zizzers here tonight. 1:50 and counting to go in the ballgame. First and 10 for Hillcrest. Looking to throw again. Now they roll out to the right. Zizzer's in pursuit. They're going to throw it, and it's going to be incomplete as he threw it short. It was underthrown that time. Down to 1:30 and counting. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 28-yard line. Zizzer's trying to, the second-string defense is trying to keep that shutout intact. Here we go. Down to 1:05 now. When they snap the ball, 1 minute to go. Here we go once again, back to throw across the middle, and he drops the football. The receiver dropped the football. Cochran dropped the pass. He was open, dropped the pass. 43 seconds in counting. Going to bring up 3rd and 10 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 28. Down to 35 seconds. Hillcrest trying to snap the ball here. They're in no hurry. They're hoping just to get somebody open and score a touchdown here. Second string Zizzer defense trying to get the shutout. And that one, incomplete. And now we've got Dawson Howell got the deflection on the ball, on the pass. So it was way short. Going to bring up a 4th and 10. And Hillcrest has called a timeout with 16 seconds to go in the game. This is their last chance to score right here. Can the second-string Zizzer defense, can they get the stop here? 4th and 10 from the Zizzer 28-yard line. Second-string Zizzer defense, stay tuned. We will have your player of the game, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains player of the game coming up here when this one is over in about 16 seconds. Here we go. 4th and 10. See if the Zizzer defense can hold them. Here we go. Looking to throw, rolls out to the right. Now he's just going to put it in the air, and this thing is intercepted! Intercepted, and now they throw him out of bounds. And that is the ball game, folks. 55-0 is your score. And the interception that time by J.J. Self. J.J. Self with the interception with 4 seconds to go, and the clock runs out. All right. It's time for your Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Postgame Show. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post-game show. And the Scissors get the win 55-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets. Let's run down the scoring for you in the ball game tonight. First quarter, 8:52 to go. Heston Miller on a 3-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick was good. Scissors up 7-0. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. Dawson Howell on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Simpson. 2-point conversion, no good. Scissors up 13-0. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Heston Miller on a 33-yard touchdown pass from Simpson. Larson's kick, good. Scissors led it 20-0 at the end of one. 5:09 to go, second quarter. Aiden Simpson on the 6-yard run for the touchdown. Larson kick, good. West Plains led it 27-0. 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. Heston Miller on a 23-yard touchdown pass. Larson's kick, good. West Plains up 34-0. On the ensuing kickoff, Hillcrest fumbled the ball, and the Scissors took it in with 13 seconds to go on a 2-yard run from Lucas Conyers. Larson's kick, good. Scissors led it 41-0 at the half. Come out in the third quarter. We start the third quarter, and the turbo clock is on. And Scissors with 11:10 to go in the third quarter. Heston Miller on a 67-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick, good. Scissors led it 48-0 at the end of three. Then in the fourth quarter, 7:49 to go in the fourth quarter with a turbo clock on. Touchdown, Jackson Taylor for the Scissors. Reed Cobb had the kick. It was good. And the Scissors led it 55-0. Then J.J. Self with the interception right there with 4 seconds to go on the clock, and the clock just ran out as the Scissors went it 55-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets. This one could have been a lot worse, folks, because Scissors had 3 touchdowns called back. So that's another 21 points. It could have been 76-0. But Scissors will take it 55-0. They get the shutout over the Hillcrest Hornets. And now they will prepare for the Rolla Bulldogs as they will travel to Rolla 1 week from tomorrow night to take on the Bulldogs in Rolla. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. Coming up in 30 seconds, your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Scissor Football 100.9 The Train.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissors Stadium. Scissors win at 55-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets. It's time for your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. Folks, it could have been a number of players. Heston Miller with 4 touchdowns tonight. Heston, and he had a couple called back, so anyway, with some penalties. So Heston Miller is going to be our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. Scissors won at 55-0. They'll take on Rolla 1 week from tomorrow night at Rolla And a pregame start at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Rolla, 1 week from tomorrow night. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, J&J Recovery, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, Negri Plumbing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Toyota, A&A Quality Roofing, Dairy Queen, Moreland Shell Ford, Bobcat, Southern Bank, Sean Duggins, Westgate Realty Incorporated, all of West Plains, and Elizabeth Corey in Biola, Arkansas. Your boosters tonight, Independent Insurance Solutions of West Plains, Mission First Medical Walk-in Clinic, Suzanne and Seth Heddleston of West Plains, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, Broker Offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozarks Award Company, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Feed, all of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Edward Jones Agent, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer. Zizzers went at 55-0 over Springfield Hillcrest, and I want to thank Dylan back at the studio for doing another fine job tonight. Hope you've enjoyed Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Good night.